one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The U.S. House of Representatives has just gaveled in our nation's capital, and they are having what is called a quorum call to make sure everybody reports to the chamber. And it is expected there will be yet another vote on Speaker of the House. We'll see how that goes. I have my doubts as to whether Jim Jordan will have the votes necessary. 217 is the number, is the magic number. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. I want you to hear, this was fascinating stuff. Yesterday, Patrick Ryder is a brigadier general and the Pentagon spokesperson. He revealed a shootdown of an attack from Yemen that was apparently headed towards Israel. It was shot out of the sky by the United States military. This was Patrick Ryder, Brigadier General, the Pentagon spokesman, talking about this incident.
As you are all aware, Secretary Austin recently directed several steps to strengthen DoD posture in the region to bolster regional deterrence efforts, to include deploying the USS Ford Carrier Strike Group to the Eastern Mediterranean, along with the USS Eisenhower, currently underway and en route. Additionally, we are also enhancing our fighter aircraft presence in the Central Command region to provide additional capabilities. By posturing these U.S. naval assets and advanced fighter aircraft in the region, we aim to send a strong message intended to deter a wider conflict, to bolster regional stability, and of course, to make it clear that we will protect and defend our national security interests. To that end, the crew of the guided missile destroyer USS Kearney, operating in the Northern Red Sea earlier today, shot down three land attack cruise missiles and several drones that were launched by Houthi forces in Yemen. This action was a demonstration of the integrated air and missile defense architecture that we have built in the Middle East and that we are prepared to utilize whenever necessary to protect our partners and our interests in this important region. There were no casualties to U.S. forces and none that we know of to any civilians on the ground. Information about these engagements is still being processed. We cannot say for certain what these missiles and drones were targeting, but they were launched from Yemen, heading north along the Red Sea, potentially towards targets in Israel. Our defensive response was one that we would have taken for any similar threat in the region, where we're able to do so against our interests, personnel, and our partners. This attack may be ongoing, so if we have more information to share, we will.
There you have it, Patrick Ryder, a brigadier general who is the spokesperson. I want you to hear real quick, and we're going to see if we can squeeze this in before the bottom of the hour. Marco Rubio was criticizing Rashida Tlaib, saying that she is essentially lying about the targeting of hospitals in Israel by the IDF. Listen to this.
Well, we've seen evidence that she's lying and that she doesn't know what she's talking about and that she's just parroting a Hamas line. I think three things are important. We need to stop referring to the Hamas Ministry of Health. I'm sorry, to the Gaza Ministry of Health. It is the Hamas Ministry of Health. Number two, both Senator Warner, a Democrat, and I, he's the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, I'm the vice chairman, we put out a statement together. We both reviewed the intelligence available, not just Israeli intelligence, U.S. intelligence and others, and we are convinced that this was not an Israeli strike. There's multiple pieces of evidence that point to the fact, including video evidence, that this was a rocket that malfunctioned and landed on this hospital. So, look, at the end of the day, she's obviously aligned with not just the Palestinian cause, but in essence has looked for ways in the past to justify violence against Jews in Israel. I think the danger here is that these aren't just annoying words. They are leading to action. We see unrest in Amman. We see unrest in Lebanon. We see growing unrest in the West Bank. We see it developing all over the world. And so when you go out and have people parroting this line that Israel is targeting hospitals, it is going to lead to ancillary violence in all these other places that actually, in many cases, begin to threaten the governments of countries that are critical to stability in the Middle East, like Jordan, like Lebanon, potentially like Egypt.
Marco Rubio yesterday in the halls of Congress. Coming up on the program, Robert Plummer. If you don't know who he is, you will soon. He has a longstanding commitment to public service in law enforcement, and he's not done. He is running for Assembly District 4. We're going to continue, just to give you some idea what we do. We made a commitment, 6 months ago, to continue vetting candidates to where you are fully informed on what's going on relative to the elections coming up. June 11th is the primary, and we'll be talking with a lot of candidates between now and then, talking about their hopes for the state of Nevada, for our community as well. We will do that and a whole bunch more. Robert Plummer will join us in just a couple minutes. Candidate for Assembly District 4. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Jimmy Garoppolo's a no-go on Sunday in Chicago after suffering a back injury last week in the win against the New England Patriots. No word on whether rookie Aiden O'Connell or 15-year veteran Brian Hoyer will get the start against the Bears. Oddsmakers still have faith in the silver and black, though they're offered as 2.5-point favorites. UNLV football's won 4 straight games for the first time in 10 years, and at 5-1, it's their best record to start a season since 1984. Homecoming week for the Rebels, who are 7.5-point favorites over Colorado State tomorrow afternoon at Allegiant Stadium. And the Golden Knights picked up a 5-3 win over the Jets in Winnipeg last night. They're in Chicago tomorrow before returning to T-Mobile Arena Tuesday to face off against the Philadelphia Flyers.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right.
So, Chuck, there are so many loan companies out there. How do you pick the right one?
That's easy. What we tell everyone to do is call around first, then come to Dollar Loan Center. Try this. Call any short-term or payday lender. Tell them you want to borrow $500 for 1 week and ask them the total amount you will owe after that week. It's a real simple, straightforward question, and then you can do the math from there.
Well, how much does that cost at Dollar Loan Center?
$19.25. Really, less than $20 in interest to borrow $500 for a week. It's only $2.75 a day with no other fees to borrow $500 at the DLC.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Your first loan is free in 2023.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss Joe Biden and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Again, word of an accident at the south end of the valley as you exit 15 northbound the Tropicana off-ramp, and that is on the left side of the exit ramp there, leaving 15 northbound again at Tropicana. In the southwest beltway, 215 southbound before the Russell Road off-ramp, not an accident, but we're getting a report of some debris in the travel lanes. Southbound lanes of 215 again approaching Russell Road in the southwest beltway. Sunny and clear today with a couple of more 90-degree days before a cool-off starts next week. Going to get back to the low 90s, though, this afternoon. It's 66 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Elections coming up. Hard to believe it, but June 11th is the primary, and it's going to be vitally important that all of you participate in this upcoming election. It's going to be big. Running in Assembly District 4 is Robert Plummer. If you don't know who Robert Plummer is, he has a long, illustrious career in law enforcement, and his commitment to public service isn't done. Robert Plummer joins us right now. Robert, thanks so much for joining us. Good to have you with us. Good morning.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me, and good morning to you, and good morning to all your listeners.
Explain the seat that you are running for in District 4. It is an open seat. Explain why it's open and why this is such an important election coming up.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm running for Assembly District 4, which was previously held by Richard MacArthur, a Republican. He's also decided to run for State Senate in Senate District 18. So I vacated the seat, which I found is a perfect opportunity for me to jump in as a conservative Republican. It's important because, you know, the governor needs to maintain the veto power, and by losing the seat, it allows the Democrats to have veto to override his veto power. So it's important that we win not only this seat, but 35. Every seat that a Republican's running in, it should be won by Republicans, so that way the governor can pass through and get through his ideas and his job. Get the job done for the Nevada residents and for all of us here in Las Vegas and Northern Nevada.
You bring an impressive resume to this race. Can you talk a little bit, for those that don't know who Robert Plummer is, give us the quick 90-second bio.
Okay, yeah. I was raised in Las Vegas, been here 49 years, graduate of Valley High School, stayed in town, and went to work for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, 28 years in law enforcement there, here, and then after... 28 years in 2018, I was selected to be the chief of police in Napa, California, where I spent 2.5 years as a chief. COVID, George Floyd, after all that settled down, it was time to come back to Las Vegas. My 3 kids are here. My 5 grandkids are here. It was just time to give back to the community in a different way. And so That's me in a nutshell, but, you know, it's really about doing what's right for the citizens of Las Vegas and the state of Nevada. We have a great opportunity, I think, right now to turn the state a deep purple, if not even a red. So I wanted to take my law enforcement experience and put that to work up at the legislature, work with my other law enforcement partners like Brian Hibbets, Toby Urich, and support the governor who I worked with when I was with Metro.
Robert, let me ask you, this is an important election, and obviously it's going to be a big election from the veto standpoint, which you brought up. Can you talk a little bit about how folks can deal with crime? You've talked with a lot of voters, and is crime one of the top issues that's going to be contested on June 11th?
Yeah, yes, sir. Crime is a top issue. I've done a lot of speaking to not just citizens, but also the small business owners who are impacted by our soft on crime policies, the no bail, the increased amounts for pay larceny, where law enforcement's hands are hand tied because they can't do more when it comes to someone who goes into a store, let's say a 7-Eleven, and steals, you know, a significant amount of product, and the store owner is left holding the bag, and the police department are very limited what they can do. So I think from a state standpoint, we have to get back to tough on crime laws. We need to look at reforms that the bail reform, the pay larceny crimes, and then look at in our school district. We need to get tough on crime in the schools. If kids are not there to learn and they're distracting other kids, it's affecting the quality of education. I mean, you look as far as what just happened about a month ago where the police chief, retired police chief, was run down by those two individuals. Who, for all intents and purposes, realized that they would be out. The one kid said, I'll be out in 30 days. So when criminals believe that there's no, they won't be held accountable for their actions, they'll continue to commit crimes. So we have to get back to where people are held accountable for the crimes that they commit, and that our community feels safe, and that they have confidence that law enforcement and the judicial system will make sure that people are held accountable for crime.
Again, Robert Plummer joining us, a candidate for Assembly District 4. It's an open seat, formerly held by Richard MacArthur. I want to ask you, because I know you've been talking to a lot of voters, other than crime and public safety, what are some of the other issues that you're hearing about from voters?
Well, some of the other ones are, excuse me, I have, like I mentioned, I have five grandkids in the school system. Education is key. Parental rights, allowing our parents to have the opportunity to know, to do and say what's right for their kids in the school system, working to diversify our economy. You know, talking to a lot of folks, you know, the gaming industry is a great industry. It's very, very good for Nevada and Las Vegas specifically, but we have to look at other ways to diversify our economy. You know, we bring in a lot of sports. And during, you know, I also spent 2 years with the Bellagio's, the executive director of security, and the casinos do a lot for the Las Vegas Valley, but I think for others, if there's other opportunities where we could diversify our economy and bring in new business, it only makes Las Vegas stronger, only makes the state of Nevada stronger. So identifying those programs and those ideas to help diversify economy, parental rights, and protecting the education system that we have here in Nevada and making it better.
A lot of folks don't know who their legislator is, who their member of the Assembly or the State Senate, and they don't even know what district they live in. Where is District 4?
So District 4 is in the northwest part of the valley, kind of aligns along 215 out by Centennial, up along the 215, along the Lone Mountain area, down into parts of North Las Vegas, so it crosses over the 95 down to Lake Mead, Lone Mountain and Simmons area. And so it's a very jagged edge, so it covers part of Las Vegas and parts of North Las Vegas.
And is it predominantly Republican or Democrat?
It's predominantly Republican. We have about a 360 registered voter advantage for Republicans. And so you mentioned earlier about getting out to vote. We need everybody from the Republican side to get out and vote as early as possible and as soon as possible when the election starts.
And bank your vote. That's what the RNC is saying. Bank your vote.
That's
what does
right.
that What does that mean from a candidate's perspective?
Well, it just means that we're having people participate. We're having Republicans participate in the election process. We're having folks get out there and vote. They're getting their votes in from day one. As soon as early voting starts, you get your vote and you get down and vote. waiting until the last day or waiting until election day. Those tactics don't work any longer. We have to be more proactive. We have to take a page from the Democratic playbook. They start voting early and off, and when they can, they get out there and vote as soon as they can. And we as Republicans need to do the same thing. And we need to mobilize. We need to come together as a party and work together to make sure that we're getting the right people elected in the office to fight for our Nevada and the Nevada residents.
Robert, in our final minute, what is it that you need when your campaign needs from my listeners if they want to help you out, even if they don't live in your district, Assembly District 4, what is it that your campaign needs right now?
Well, you know, Kevin, that's a great question. And all campaigns, unfortunately, run out of money. So donations, no matter how small or how large, I'll take all donations. They help, and volunteers. You don't have to live in Assembly District 4 because I represent, yes, I represent my Assembly District, but I also represent the entire state and Southern Nevada and Las Vegas area. So if you live in Southern Nevada, Las Vegas, and you want to be represented by a conservative Republican, I'm your guy. You can go to my website, plumberfornevada.com. All volunteers and all small donations or large donations are welcome to help me become victorious on June 11th to get through the primary and then take it into the general election in November of 2024.
Robert, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck, and we'll continue to follow your race. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Kevin. Have a great day.
There you go. Robert Plummer, a candidate for Assembly District 4. And these elections do have consequences. Those 75 vetoes by Governor Lombardo, they're on the line. And that's why it's so important that you get involved, whether it be June 11th with the primary or in November of 2024 with the general election. We need everybody to get involved. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, filmmaker and author Dinesh D'Souza joins to talk about his newest movie, Police State, which looks at the weaponization of law enforcement for political purposes.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your health care needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did you think of the president's speech? I was disappointed by it. It only lasted 15 minutes. It was more about Ukraine than it was about Israel. I thought that was not wise. This was what Brit Hume said. This is Cut 6, Fox News analyst. He loved the Biden speech, by the way.
Well, I think it may be remembered as one of the best, if not the best, speeches of his presidency. He was firm. He was unequivocal. He was strong, as he has been, particularly in recent days when he was before he went to Israel and while he was over there. I was struck by the fact that he spent as much time as he did on Ukraine, and I think it was a good thing that he did, because the aid for Ukraine package that he's talking about and further aid to Ukraine beyond that is in jeopardy, and I think that he was hampered a little bit in that effort by the fact that he dare not really mention the best reason. I mean, he mentioned, broadly speaking, the best reason for sticking with it in Ukraine, which is that what would the rest of the world and its evildoers think if we pulled out of there? Because that comes on the heels of his having pulled out of Afghanistan, which arguably emboldened all of our adversaries around the world, particularly Vladimir Putin. He didn't make that. He can't really make that case, and you wouldn't expect him to. But he made a strong case for it nonetheless. And I think it's important that he did. And also, of course, you're right, Brett, to wonder whether, as Republicans will, there'll be a follow-up to his statement about holding Iran accountable. But at least he talked about Iran. He had been loath to do so in his remarks regarding this Israel atrocities since they happened. But tonight, there it was. So on two important counts, I think he did remarkably well and was quite strong, quite firm.
There you have it, Brit Hume from Fox News. They are on the floor of the United States House of Representatives right now. We're going to take you live. Kevin McCarthy putting Jim Jordan's name in nomination.
The House will come to order. Gentlemen, may resume.
When you are the chairman of a committee, you are responsible for dozens of bills passing the House and being signed into law. So let me tell you a few facts that don't come in the polls. As the leader of the Judiciary Committee, Jim has passed more bills through the House in just 3 years than the entire Democrat leadership team that has their collective 28 years in Congress. Has a whopping one whole bill signed into law, a post office in San Bernardino. I guess that's good enough to be caucus chair. Jim Jordan, on the other hand, has a hand in drafting bills like the Rains Act to curb unaccountable bureaucrats. He helped negotiate and pass H.R. 2, the strongest border security bill this House has ever passed.